Hello and welcome back to Siren Radio. I am joined today with the wonderful Sophie Svensson, who is now hosting on Sundays on Radio X Shield 10 till 1. How are you, Sophie?
I'm good, Jamie. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's an absolute pleasure to have you, and thank you so much for taking the interview. First of all, is it slightly weird someone talking back to you on the radio rather than you talking to them?
Slightly, yeah. I always want to control the situation, but I can't now.
It's just one of them things, isn't it? The shoe's on the other foot, especially. But we'll get into all that, especially. So, Sunday Radio X, 10 till 1. How did this happen for someone from Cleethorpes? We just spoke before this, but you come from Cleethorpes, moved all the way to Manchester for university. Got into radio. How does that happen for someone from Cleethorpes?
To dream big, have ambitions, and hence leaving a small town to a bigger place that has more opportunities. But radio wasn't the world that I wanted to get into when I was studying at Grimsby College. I did do media production, but I hated doing radio, absolutely hated it. I went to university to study experimental film, as you do. And I was making music at the same time, and I was gigging with my band, and we toured, did a couple of tours across the UK, and we've been interviewed by different radio stations, and it looked really interesting what they were doing behind the desk. So I thought, hey, I want to go with that. So I volunteered at my local community radio station here in Levenshulme, Manchester, as sort of like a production assistant, I guess. And then the presenter that I was helping out, she was ill one day, so the manager said, Sophie, can you sit in and cover the show? So I said, okay. Not really wanted to be behind the mic, but the fader went up. I did a terrible job, but then I got the radio bug after that show and I loved it. And that's when I realised that I want this as a job. So I just worked my little socks off, volunteering everywhere whilst working full time as well. And any experience that I could get, anybody that I could meet, I called and mithered. And then somehow my name got about, and then, poosh, a gig came up and my name was mentioned and I got offered a job and I said, okay.
That was going to be my next question. Was it always a dream? But obviously not. It wasn't. It was an experimental film of all things. But
No, not even want to do that. I just went to, I would want to go to university to escape Grimsby. That's terrible, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. We all have kind of that ambition to go a little bit further from such a small town, as wonderful as it may be at times. But, you know, dream bigger, especially somewhere like Manchester for you guys. And all that, you know, everything that Manchester holds for you. And obviously it holds a massive dear point in your heart, doesn't it, Manchester? Living there for however many years. You said about kind of getting in to radio. I think the big one, and forgive me, I did do a lot of digging for this interview. You ended up on, is it All FM? Is that what it's called?
All FM was the local community radio station here in Levenshulme, yes. And I first started and got that radio bug.
So that was the very first one, and then you move on to, I think you would quite happily say that this was your home for a number of years, which is XS Manchester. It was through the clips that I'd seen, and I was listening on your social medias and stuff like that, and it was obvious you got very emotional towards the end, especially as you're going into Radio X. And I think that's just really, you kind of found a home there, especially with everything. So talk to me about how kind of you got into, you start with XS Manchester.
Do you know what? I was very, people say, no, you wasn't lucky, Sophie, but I was very lucky. Bear in mind, I'd been volunteering at All FM for a couple of years, and volunteering with Mark Riley on BBC Six Music, volunteering with Tim and Jim on XFM on their breakfast show for 2 years, just juggling and meeting everybody. The way it happened was the amount of people that I met. I put my neck out and I wasn't scared to mither people. I wasn't scared to say, hey, tell me who I need to talk to. What do I need to learn? And that is what got me the gig at Excess Manchester, they didn't know about me. I was, you know, I was just a girl on community radio at the end of the day, with no sort of profile in Manchester at all for radio. But my name was mentioned in a meeting because of the networking that I'd done, and they thought, let's give her a shot. And then, yeah, it was 2 days before I was supposed to have my first baby that they called me up and said, hey, we're relaunching this radio station into an indie station and we're looking for someone to present on it. And your name's been mentioned. How do you feel about it? And I was a bit nervous because I was on maternity leave, about to have my first baby. But my dad said, go for it. And I did go for it. I had the baby. I had 12 weeks off. And then that's when I had my first proper gig on a radio station that would actually pay me money to speak. And that is how it happened. And that's why I say I am lucky, but I also worked my socks off to get to know people who obviously bounced my name about. And it's a huge thing I tell anybody that I meet who wants to get into this, is just network. You can't be shy. You can't sit back. No one is going to really come to you if you don't put your neck out and say, hi, I'm so-and-so and I do this. Who can I talk to? What can I learn? It's about networking. It's not about that degree at the end of the day. Look at me, I've got an experimental film degree. It's about who you know and the stuff that you create along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, especially in an industry such as radio, it's more about also not what you know, but sometimes the connections that you gain through stuff like that. And I think that's really interesting. I mean, I do English literature, so you know, it helps me with my kind of presenting, especially as you'll know. You know, there's a certain element of kind of presentation that goes with it, but experimental film degree wouldn't be necessarily something that I would think would correlate with radio. But obviously, you've massively, massively fell into it, and you know, exceptionally talented. But also alongside this, you do is it the Mank Manchester, which is the kind of what's the best way to describe it?
Well, it's a social media platform. It's a news outlet providing content that is just all about Manchester. A lot of focus on food and news around the city, and speaking to the variety of human beings that live in the city.
Was that also something that came with the radio, or was that something completely independent that you wanted to kind of pursue?
It was completely independent. It was an idea that I had after having my children, going out and about with them and realising a lot of families pay quite a lot of money for experiences around Manchester, but they don't necessarily know what it is like. And I was sick of reading articles of reviews about different days out. I wanted to see kids interact with these activities. So I just pitched the idea to this news outlet, and they absolutely loved it. And they got me on board to do the family content for the Mank. And then they just decided to use me for lots of other original content that they were making.
Absolutely. And I had a little read last night, and it's very good. I actually went to Manchester a few weeks ago, and I could have really done with actually getting on it and actually having a look. Just we had a wonderful time, of course, because Manchester is amazing. But I just had, you know, little, you know, food outlets and stuff like that. We, you know, Trafford Centre and all that stuff. But maybe, you know, all the cultural things that you don't necessarily know, which is always, you know, very helpful when you go.
And so a big part of this is, you know, Lincoln, we're kind of off the touring map a little bit. And I think, you know, when you've got these...
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We are a little bit... Having said that, though, I feel like it is making a resurgence.
It's improving.
We have had loads of venues that have kind of come with what you guys are doing, and there's kind of pubs that, and it feels like it feels like forever that you've really had like bands actually performing in like bars and pubs, usually, and not just actually a venue. So it's quite nice to kind of have that a resurgence that is coming from Lincoln. But I kind of how everyone is there.
And again, you know, that's something, it's not just good for the local music scene and other musicians seeing those like top end bands, because you learn a lot from those kind of like big touring bands that come through. It's good for tourism, you know, like if you have bigger bands coming through Lincoln, you're going to get people coming and staying in Lincoln and just staying within the city. But again, for the young musicians that are performing, you know, before the audience can come into the auditorium, we're having what I'm calling like a creative carousel. And essentially I've asked Hawks, my bandmates in Levere, the guys at SOPA, and then Harry, who's also opening the show, we've all got different experiences, and we're going to have an hour chilling with these young musicians, talking about the music industry, what the do's and don'ts that we've experienced, and hopefully they can sort of take away from that. And I will just say, they will teach us stuff too. This is the thing, like with music, it's not about, you know, you can have 30 years experience or 1 year's experience. We're all going to share a lot.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. That's it. So that's a huge part of it as well. Hawks have, they played Down Low Festival this year. They've supported Mark Tremonti, who's like a huge, he's played for bands like Creed and Alter Bridge, and is a huge heavy rock
solo
artist from America. So, you know, they've done some huge things, and they can share those opportunities with the young musicians. So.
Yeah. So do you think it'll benefit having an established band with someone that's kind of relatively new as well? And you guys are kind of creating the event as a learning as well, as not only for like kind of an audience, but also from behind the scenes and kind of a culture that's being created behind the scenes as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You're really passionate on this before we started. What are your kind of thoughts on the new music scene and the thoughts of like the music scene like right now? You're really passionate in terms of like with kind of there, you guys are touring a fair amount. I mean, you're going to get off after this interview and go all the way to Newcastle, do Glasgow tomorrow. So kind of what's your thoughts on kind of the new music scene, really?
The thing is with the term music scene, it's always there. And I think... Sometimes you hear some negativity from musicians saying there's no music scene, and I challenge that and say, I think when musicians say that, it's just that they're not getting what they want from the local music scene. They're not being booked for the perfect gig they want, for example. Positive spin on that is, and what I would suggest, you know, is a something to work on, is that you need to give something back. So Tired Bear, I'll be honest, I always joke that is a slightly selfish endeavor. I perform at nearly every Tired Bear show. I'd say out of the 40 shows, I performed at 30, and part of that is because I'm like, well, I feel like I'm a good events organizer. I can make sure everyone's looked after, everyone's safe. You know, we've got young musicians. I've got a lot of experience with safeguarding young people. I know that's what I can bring to the music scene. Yeah. And I'd say to any musician out there, starting out or, you know, experience, is that I think get involved by sort of giving back, you know, put on live events. And I know a lot of musicians in Lincoln, whether they're at the University of Lincoln or at the college or they're older musicians, they are doing that more and more. And that's how we see the scene sort of develop, in my opinion.
In my opinion, I mean, it also helps that you guys are going up and down the country, and then like for you to be on the same card as these other, it kind of gives that kind of integrity to it in a way, wouldn't you say, that it's like, because we look at the poster now and it's like kind of a big name on top, and then you've got like kind of, it's like if you're supporting, there's a reason that all these bands go supporting with other massive bands. It gives that kind of that longevity and that kind of solidity to it. So do you think that kind of works as well, that you guys are kind of touring a lot, so someone maybe knows your band, that like, oh, who are these guys that are also, you know, on the same card as them? Do you think that works as well?
Absolutely. With the touring, I think, again, any musician who gets out of their local town and goes across the country, it's experience. Like, we learn so much with Lavere. There's not one gig that we play where we don't come away and go, oh, wow, this band did this and we should try that. Or, you know, this event organizer did this for us and that was really nice. Or
everything's, you know, kind of learning experience.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a huge objective for Lavere is that we, you know, like a lot of bands, there are some huge bands out there doing some really incredible things with touring across UK, Europe, the world. You know, it would be nice to support some of these bands. And I think getting across the UK, not only you're building a fan base and you're learning, you know, new experiences, but it is about networking and meeting people who could potentially support, or, you know, support our goals. But then, like I said before, with the music scene, we need to give back as well. So again, you know, meeting a lot of these talented bands across the country, they go on my spreadsheet. You know, the amount of times that we play with some bands and I'm like, they're incredible, they need to come to Lincoln. So when they're booking a tour, we can get them across there. And I'm going to do a slight shout out about next year. There's a band, for example, from Kent called Primer, who we have built a relationship with, and I'm they're a band, for example, that I'm going to try and get to Lincoln next year, just because they're awesome.
Of course. I mean, I'll leave it with this, Dan. What is your kind of thoughts on local music, then? The local music scene, I mean, you guys are going out of your comfort zone and kind of going away from home time, strictly keeping it to Lincolnshire. What are your thoughts on kind of the stuff that's coming out of Lincoln and you know, the young talents that's on Tide Bear and at the Alpac on 7th of October? So kind of what's your feeling on local music and kind of stuff like that? You were very passionate on the idea that there was, you know, that some of them are getting, you know, a little bit done over in terms of not being paid and not kind of getting the credit that they've done. So you were very passionate on that. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, there always has been. There are many, many great musicians across Lincolnshire. A barrier we have in Lincolnshire is that we're a massive county and we're very rural. So again, it's sort of sometimes it's not easy for musicians that are out in the sticks to get to Lincoln, to get to Louth and Spalding, in places where there are some great venues.
Yeah.
I will say as well, there are some incredible grassroots venues in the county, and there are a lot of pubs out there that are still putting on covers bands, tribute bands, getting original bands in too. So again, it's not just about the bigger venues in the cities or in the bigger towns. It's about thinking, you know, there are a lot of opportunities out there. Open mic nights, jam nights, you know, Lincoln at the minute, there's probably an open mic night every night of the week at the minute. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for musicians. But one thing I will say, and I'm probably the most passionate about, is that I think we just need to put the audience first. And I think like that's the key thing about, you know, in Lincolnshire, it's about, okay, us as music, performing musicians, when we get out there, how are we making our performances and our shows inclusive? How are we making our events feel safe? How are we sort of, you know, ensuring that, you know, anyone feels welcome to those spaces? Because a huge thing that, you know, probably the most common feedback when I talk to people about why they go to shows is that it's their safe space. You know, go to their you've mentioned music scene quite a few times. It should be and needs to be maintained as a safe place to be for anybody.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great as well. And I mean, 7th of October, Saturday, Lincoln Arts Centre, Alpac for anyone else listening that's uni. Doors open, half 5, £5 entry. Absolute steal if you ask me as an event.
Thanks.
So yeah, thank you for coming in, talking to me about
cheers.
It.
Cheers, yeah.
And best of luck with the event. He's kindly invited us all to go as well from Simon, which is
there'll be pizza, mate.
Which is very nice. You know what? That's enough to sell me
this
on
is
it.
It. This
that's
is
enough
it.
To sell me. Without a really great collection of music, the pizza alone is enough to sell me. So yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you.
Appreciate it, and best of luck.
Cool. Cheers. And so a big part of this is, you know, Lincoln, we're kind of off the touring map a little bit, and I think, you know, when you've got these...
Yeah, I agree with you on that. We are a little bit... Having said that, though, I feel like it is making a resurgence.
It's improving.
We have had loads of venues that have kind of come with what you guys are doing, and there's kind of pubs that, and it feels like it feels like forever that you've really had like bands actually performing in like bars and pubs, usually, and not just actually venues. So it's quite nice to kind of have that a resurgence that is coming from Lincoln. But I kind of how everyone is there.
And again, you know, that's something. It's not just good for the local music scene and other musicians seeing those like top end bands, because you learn a lot from those kind of like big touring bands that come through. It's good for tourism, you know, like if you have bigger bands coming through Lincoln, you're going to get people coming and staying in Lincoln and just staying within the city. But again, for the young musicians that are performing, you know, before the audience can come into the auditorium, we're having what I'm calling like a creative carousel. And essentially I've asked Hawks, my bandmates at Levere, the guys at Sopa, and then Harry, who's also opening the show. We've all got different experiences, and we're going to have an hour chilling with these young musicians, talking about the music industry, what the do's and don'ts that we've experienced, and hopefully they can sort of take away from that. And I will just say, they will teach us stuff too. This is the thing, like with music, it's not about, you know, you can have 30 years experience or 1 year's experience. We're all going to share a lot.
It's all relative, isn't it?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. That's it. So that's a huge part of it as well. Hawks they played Down Low Festival this year. They've supported Mark Tremonti, who's like a huge, he's played for bands like Creed and Alter Bridge, and is a huge heavy
heavy rock
solo
proper
artist from America. So, you know, they've done some huge things and they can share those opportunities with the young musicians. So.
Yeah. So do you think it'll benefit having an established band with someone that's kind of relatively new as well? And you guys are kind of creating the event as a learning as well as not only for like kind of an audience, but also from behind the scenes and kind of a culture that's being created behind the scenes as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You're really passionate on this before we start in. What are your kind of thoughts on the new music scene and the thoughts of like the music scene like right now? You're really passionate in terms of like with kind of LaVey, you guys are touring a fair amount. I mean, you're going to get off after this interview and go all the way to Newcastle, do Glasgow tomorrow. So kind of what's your thoughts on kind of the new music scene, really?
The thing is with the term music scene, it's always there. And I think... Sometimes you hear some negativity from musicians saying there's no music scene, and I challenge that and say, I think when musicians say that, it's just that they're not getting what they want from the local music scene. They're not being booked for the perfect gig they want, for example. Positive spin on that is, and what I would suggest, you know, as a something to work on, is that you need to give something back. So Tired Bear, I'll be honest, I always joke that is a slightly selfish endeavor. I perform at nearly every Tired Bear show. I'd say out of the 40 shows, I performed at 30, and part of that is because I'm like, well, I feel like I'm a good events organizer. I can make sure everyone's looked after, everyone's safe. You know, we've got young musicians. I've got a lot of experience with safeguarding young people. I know that's what I can bring to the music scene. Yeah. And I'd say to any musician out there, starting out or, you know, experience, is that I think get involved by sort of giving back, you know, put on live events. And I know a lot of musicians in Lincoln, whether they're at the University of Lincoln or at the college or they're older musicians, they are doing that more and more. And that's how we see the scene sort of develop, in my opinion.
In my opinion, yeah. In your, I mean, it also helps that you guys are going up and down the country and then, like, for you to be on the same card as these other, it kind of gives that kind of integrity to it in a way, wouldn't you say, that it's like... Because, I mean, we look at the poster now and it's like kind of... a big name on top, and then you've got like kind of, it's like if you're supporting, there's a reason that all these bands go supporting with other massive bands. It gives that kind of that longevity and that kind of solidity to it. So do you think that kind of works as well, that you guys are kind of touring a lot, so someone maybe knows your band, that like, oh, who are these guys that are also, you know, on the same card as them? Do you think that works as well?
Absolutely. With the touring, I think, again, any musician who gets out of their local town and goes across the country, it's experience. Like, we learn so much with LaVey. There's not one gig that we play where we don't come away and go, oh, wow, this band did this and we should try that. Or, you know, this event organizer did this for us and that was really nice. Or
everything's kind of learning experience.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, a huge objective for LaVey is that we, you know, like a lot of bands, there are some huge bands out there doing some really incredible things with touring across UK, Europe, the world. You know, it would be nice to support some of these bands. And I think getting across the UK, not only you're building a fan base and you're learning, you know, new experiences, but it is about networking and meeting people who could potentially support or, you know, support our goals. But then, like I said before, with the music scene, we need to give back as well. So again, you know, meeting a lot of these talented bands across the country, they go on my spreadsheet. You know, the amount of times that we play with some bands and I'm like, they're incredible. They need to come to Lincoln. So when they're booking a tour, we can get them across there. And I'm going to do a slight shout out about next year. There's a band, for example, from Kent called Primer, who we have built a relationship with. And they're a band, for example, that I'm going to try and get to Lincoln next year just because they're awesome.
Of course. I mean, I'll leave it with this then. What is your kind of thoughts on local music then? The local music scene, I mean, you guys are going out of your comfort zone and kind of going away from hometown, strictly keeping it to Lincolnshire. What are your thoughts on kind of the stuff that's coming out of Lincoln and you know, the young talents that's on Tide Bear and at the Alpac on 7th of October? So kind of what's your feeling on local music and kind of stuff like that? You were very passionate on the idea that there was, you know, that some of them are getting, you know, a little bit done over in terms of not being paid and not kind of getting the credit that they've done. So he was very passionate on that. So what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think, there always has been. There are many, many great musicians across Lincolnshire. A barrier we have in Lincolnshire is that we're a massive county and we're very rural. So again, it's sort of sometimes it's not easy for musicians that are out in the sticks to get to Lincoln, to get to Louth and Spalding, in places where there are some great venues.
Yeah.
I will say as well, there are some incredible grassroots venues in the county, and there are a lot of pubs out there that are still putting on covers bands, tribute bands, getting original bands in too. So again, it's not just about the bigger venues in the cities or in the bigger towns. It's about thinking, you know, there are a lot of opportunities out there. Open mic nights, jam nights, you know, Lincoln at the minute, there's probably an open mic night every night of the week at the minute. You know, there's a lot of opportunities for musicians. But one thing I will say, and I'm probably the most passionate about, is that I think we just need to put the audience first. And I think like that's the key thing about, you know, in Lincolnshire, it's about, okay, us as music performing musicians, when we get out there, how are we making our performances and our shows inclusive? How are we making our events feel safe? How are we sort of, you know, ensuring that, you know, anyone feels welcome to those spaces? Because a huge thing that, you know, probably the most common feedback when I talk to people about why they go to shows is that it's their safe space. You know, go to their you've mentioned music scene quite a few times. It should be and needs to be maintained as a safe place to be for anybody.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely great as well. And I mean, 7th of October, Saturday, Lincoln Arts Centre, LPAC for anyone else listening that's uni. Doors open, £5 entry. Absolute steal if you ask me as an event.
Thanks.
So yeah, thank you for coming in talking to me about
cheers.
It.
Cheers, yeah.
And best of luck with the event. He's kindly invited us all to go as well from Simon.
There'll be pizza, mate. Which is very nice.
You know what? That's enough to sell me
on it.
To sell me. Without a really great collection of music, the pizza alone is enough to sell me. So yeah, thank you so much for doing this.
No,
really appreciate it and best of luck.
Cool. Cheers, buddy. Cheers.